This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys on the phones with us. We got a whole lot to get into today. It is a special Friday here as March Madness has infiltrated the Midday Show. The bracket of Hughes. We will have that for you next week. A lot of Eagles to discuss. Clues and moves yesterday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, sometimes you shouldn't burn a bridge. But sometimes you should. I know that's probably, yeah, you need to burn a bridge. I was thinking about...
You burning bridges?
No, I was thinking about DeMarcus Lawrence.
He burnt that bridge.
And how he burnt the bridge in Dallas. But, you know, you live in Dallas. You know, and at some point, you know, you as long as you were a Cowboy, you know, at some point you're going to go back to Dallas. Mm-hmm. You know, because you spent a lot of your time there. Probably some opportunities that might not present themselves other places will only present themselves in Dallas.
Do you think it was kind of a short-sighted thing?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think so, because if you spent, like, that's like me saying something negative about Philadelphia, like the fans stink or I can't stand the city or something.
Like when you had left in the past. Like, yeah. That would have been the equivalent.
Well, yeah. And I say, you know, can't stand the city or whatever, and then try to live in the city and do business.
That's a lot.
You know, because even though, you know, you probably are qualified to do certain things, fans are fans, and they don't forget stuff like that.
They don't, but I appreciate from a distance. I love the beef.
That was probably a little short-sighted on his part.
Probably was. We'll get to that coming up, too, because the hilarity of it from our perspective is great. All right, Hugh, we have a lot to get into today. We'll get to hearing from some of the Eagles that have departed. A little Clearwater check-in later in the show, and apparently one of our general managers here is using artificial intelligence to make decisions. So that's all coming up, but Hugh, I got to tell you, yesterday I had some time to reflect, right? Because I think you said it yesterday. I had a whole crash out on the show yesterday.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right, I had a whole crash out yesterday. I got frustrated this week because it felt like everyone was trying to tell me the Eagles didn't actually lose that good of players and some coping and all that. So
why?
Yeah, but that's not today. I woke up today in a much more peaceful mood, Hugh Douglas. You know why?
Why?
Well, because I've come to grips with what's gone on here this week with the Eagles. I've come to reality with it. I've come to understand it, and I've come to accept that we're getting a reset year in 2025. I've come to accept the Eagles are bracing us, and I'm bracing myself for a reset year. So we'll get to everything they've done over the course of the show. But yesterday, they brought a couple more players in, right? Harrison Bryant, the tight end, and Adoree Jackson, the corner. And all these players are fine. Some of them have some high upside. I would say Uche still has some upside. They're all NFL players, but obviously none of them are high level.
What you had.
Yeah, right. They're not what you had, and none of them were high-level free agents. Like, when you looked at the list when the week started of the top free agents, none of these guys they brought in were there. It's fine. I have no problem with any of the signings or any of the players they brought in individually, and one of them will probably be better than we think. But they didn't replace the guys they had with anything of super note. That's not what they did. I think we all could agree on that. So,
guys.
They're guys. I am now bracing myself that they are resetting in 2025. They're getting their salary cap healthy. They're seeing what they have with the young guys. And that is likely going to lead to not as great of a football team. Now, am I saying they're going to win 5 or 6 or 7 games? Or as a caller said yesterday, 0? No. Come on, let's be real. They'll be good. They're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be competitive. But I am bracing myself that they're resetting to get this thing right for the next 3, 4, 5 years. I'm not expecting them to be as great. And Hugh, I've come to terms. I have peace now. No crashing out today. Mm-hmm. I have come to terms, and I am bracing myself for a reset year. Are you?
No. I'm bracing myself for a year of competitive football. Mm-hmm. I'm bracing myself for a year of getting into the playoffs and seeing what happens. Because that's basically what happened the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that. Because the Eagles lost, if I'm not mistaken, a year after they lost in the Super Bowl, they lost like 7 starters. Then they went to the playoffs the following year, even though, you know, the defense wasn't as good as it was the year before. And they were in the playoffs. They got bounced in the first round, but they were in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The third year is when it took off for them. So I'm expecting them, with the moves that they made thus far, to be exactly where they want to be, and that's in the playoffs, and see what happens.
So I think you and I might view reset differently. I still think they're a playoff team. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've fallen that far. But 2023, that was a reset. They fell to 30th in defense. They had to figure out which young guys they believed in, which young guys they didn't. And they decided on, obviously, Reed they wanted to keep around, and he mm-hmm. was a young guy. Jalen Carter they just drafted. Nolan Smith they just drafted. They still waited on, hoped on N'Kobe. They figured out who they had and who they didn't, and then they added. But this, to me, reminds me more of 2 years ago, after the Super Bowl in 2022, entering 2023, I didn't think they were as good of a team or as great of a team as they were in that Super Bowl. That's the way I view it. 215-592-9494. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year with the Philadelphia Eagles? I am. And again, that doesn't mean I'm sitting here saying they're going to win 6 games. No, they have a core and a baseline that we should expect 9 or 10 wins every year. Like, there's no bad years unless there's major injury. That should never be a part of our conversation. They have too many good players. But if they were a 14-win team with a Super Bowl last year, that's different than what I'm viewing right now based on what they have. Let's hear Elliot this morning. He used the term reset at Birdstown Hall. He used it this morning when he was in for John. And I'm driving in, and I'm hearing him say this, and I'm like, you know what? And I, you know, you never want to say this out loud, but Elliot's got a point on this. Here's Elliot this morning on The Morning Show.
You use the word reset with Howie and the Cap. What are you talking about here?
I think the Eagles are being smart in how they're attacking this free agency. And I want them to think more about 2026 and 2027 than I do 2025. I don't want them to make the same mistakes they did in 2018 when they got old quickly. They were desperate to try to get back to the Super Bowl, win it right away, and ended up hurting them for a few years, in my opinion. They got old quickly. I want the young players to play next year. I don't want them to go out and sign a bunch of stopgap veterans. I'm happy they didn't match some of the contracts that they got. The Super Bowl in 2025 would be nice, but it's not my priority this offseason.
So what he said there, ultimately, Hugh, I think he's right about how the Eagles are prioritizing this. And ultimately, it's probably going to lead them back to a Super Bowl way quicker than it went from last time, because they won it in 2017. They didn't get back for 5 years. I think they're going to get back to a Super Bowl quicker than that. I think this is going to ultimately go their way because they're going to reset this thing. But, you know, I'm bracing for a reset. I just don't view this team today as strong as they were a couple days ago. And based on who they've signed, I'm not now anticipating they're going to go out there and do something big. Now, if they did something big, maybe that I changed my mind on what I view the team as. But I don't know, Hugh, I don't know where you come down on this. I don't think they're poised to now go make a huge trade and do something big. I think they're going to take the young guys in and play with the young guys.
Yeah, and that's what that has been the plan all along. And you have your resources allocated to the side of the ball that you feel is going to carry you. I know it's a hard vision for people to see. Hmm. But it's one of those things where this is what they've been trying to do all along. You locked up your skilled players. You've put yourself in a situation where you on paper, I'll say that on paper, you are stronger than any defense in the NFC that you're going to face directly. What I mean by that is the NFC East. You have more personnel on one side of the ball on your offense that most teams in your division don't have enough personnel to match up with favorably. They just don't. And that's how you win football games. Is my guy better than your guy? And that's how you have to look at it, Joe. Offensively, just strictly looking at the offense, and I know that last year, in that small sampling size, a lot of people going to say, oh, they didn't live up to their expectations.
Well, they didn't.
But I will say this. towards the end of the year, they started playing better football.
Well, the last two games, they were incredible. Yep.
And they're going to try to follow that template into the next season and be that offense that they thought that they were going to be at the beginning of last year.
Mm-hmm. No, and if they are, then perhaps they'll be better than I think right now. 215-592-9494. I've come to grips with it. You guys have beaten me down this week, telling me these players that left aren't that good when we know they are. And I woke up this morning, and I heard Elliott, and it kind of just washed over me like, you know what? It's a reset year. I've accepted it. I've come to grips with it. I'm not crashing out today. I'm very peaceful, very calm on a Friday. Kyle, I'm sure the peaceful and calm are not words you use or embody
never.
Very often. Have you come to grips? Are you accepting that this is going to be a reset year?
So say I'm in denial all you want.
Are you bracing yourself?
No. No. I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm going to use a term that might make you crash out.
Oh, no.
I think this is where we need to have a little bit of patience. It is early in the offseason. Yes, I'm not.
On WIP?
I'm not ready to do a reset year when the offseason isn't fully complete. I don't know what the full picture of the team is going to look like. By the way, I understand that we lost some key pieces and pretty good players. I'm not going to go
Thank
there.
Thank you. At least you said
yes, it. Yes, I'm not going to do the whole these guys weren't that good, whatever. I understand they were pretty good players. But all of the best players that we have on defense and on offense are still here. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are still a very good, very good roster. So I'm not ready to go reset just yet. Also, because when I look around the rest of the league and what everybody else did this offseason, nobody in the NFC has done anything this offseason to make me go like, wow, like they've just catapulted themselves definitively to the top of the list. The Commanders added some players, but you know, yeah, Debo's fat and cooked. Laramie Tunsil, he's okay, but at the end of the day, he's just an offensive lineman, right? They didn't add Myles Garrett. They didn't go get another star wide receiver to go pair with Terry McLaurin. And the Lions just lost both coordinators. And they're losing players too. So like,
yeah, the teams that got better in the NFC were actually kind of like the underbelly got better,
right?
Yeah, not the top,
right?
Teams.
So and I don't know what the Vikings are going to be. You know, the Packers could take a little bit of a step up too. But like, and I don't know what the Rams are going to look like. But again, nobody is really sticking out to me to where it's like, oh wow, like they definitely in my eyes just got better than the Eagles. So I think the Eagles still have a very good chance to be one of the top teams in the NFC. So as of right now, before the draft and everything and the rest of the offseason, could still be a trade coming. I'm not ready to go reset just
All
yet.
All right, so Kyle's in denial. 215, some of that, I mean, he's right about that stuff, but he's in denial. 215-592-9494, that's how you hop in. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year with the Eagles? Elliott said it this morning, and again, from a big picture standpoint, from a long-term thing, I understand what the Eagles are doing. They're trying to make sure they're good for the next 5 years, not so much pushing all their chips into right now. I just have to accept that because there's some years where they push all in, right?
Yeah.
When you go get Javon Kurse, T.O., when you go get Saquon Barkley, when you go get A.J. Brown, like those are the years it feels like they're trying to add.
Get over the hump.
Yeah, like they're trying to really push in. And this year is the opposite of that. They're letting good players go because the salary cap situation and the future. It doesn't mean they're going to be bad. It's just it's a different kind of Eagles offseason, it looks like.
Well, it's the evolution of what you need to be in the Super Bowl or to get to the Super Bowl. Last year, nobody can deny this team was led by their defense.
Yep.
I don't think that was the plan that they wanted. The offense, look at it like this, people, and I'm trying to help all the fans out that are going through it right now. New offensive coordinator last year. This team got off to a sputtering start initially. But as they progressed through the season, late in the season, they became the offense that we thought they were going to be early on. Now, look at the offseason moves they made. They hired from within, trying to keep some of that continuity, some of that structure as far as the offensive philosophy is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at it from a standpoint, I'm assuming, that, okay, we add a few more pieces for our quarterback because he's coming to his own a little bit. There was a lot of angst about Jalen early on, about what he was doing, this, that, and the third. But in those last couple games, he looked like he was in control. He wasn't holding the ball a whole lot. He was making better decisions. He looked more comfortable, if you will.
It was the best version of him.
Yeah, he looked more comfortable, if you will. So now, the decisions that I made in the offseason thus far leads me to believe that, number one, my quarterback is in a better position. He's more comfortable because, for him, he has more structure. He has more consistency, if you will, with you know, hiring from within and having a coordinator that he's familiar with. And now you add another piece, and A.J. Dillon, not knowing what he brings to the table, but trying to take a little bit of pressure off of Saquon. You're still going to run the ball, but now you have to incorporate the passing game into that. So, yeah, I think they're in a good spot as far as that's concerned. And now we can have the offense and the team that we were supposed to have last year and go win another Super Bowl.
215-592-9494. You brace yourself for an Eagles reset. I mean, the first week of free agency has been pretty clear what the plan is, at least the way I view it. They let a lot of good players go. They're making sure they prioritize the cap room for the future years, which I get. I mean, they have Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith and Quinyon and Cooper, all those guys they got to get paid in the next couple of years. And the guys they brought in, and I think Hugh used the word earlier, they're guys, right? They're just, there's nothing wrong with them. One or two might make the team and help, but they didn't sign anyone this week that's like, wow. And they're kind of filling spots here on the team.
The Joes. So, the Jimmys and the Joes.
Right, the Jimmys and the Joes. So the way I view it is the Eagles are resetting. They're resetting their roster. They're resetting their salary cap situation. And they're prioritizing, as Elliott said this morning, more 2027, 2026 rather than 2025. And so I could yell about it for 4 days. I did that. I'm done with that now. And now I'm just accepting it. Are you bracing yourself for an Eagles reset? Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy March, Douglas, man.
Good morning, Chris.
What's up, man?
You, Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You, sir, I owe you an apology.
What'd I do?
You were right. Defense is a luxury.
Chris.
And you know how I know you're right? Mm-hmm. Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie agree with you. Mm-hmm. So to all the haters like Kyle and Joe, they can go kick rocks.
What?
Now, let's please address plant-based Joe this morning.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He's way out left field. Okay. This isn't peaceful, Joe. This is non.
It is peaceful. I haven't raised my voice. I am calm. I'm at peace today, Chris.
You know what? Shut up.
Little boy show. I'm hiding in the corner. You're agreeing with Elliot because of some nonsense he said this morning. Elliot also said that Down in Africa is a great hype song. I don't think that's ever been played to hype a team in the locker room.
I don't agree with everything Elliot says.
Down in Africa is a great hype song. The first words out of his mouth when he heard it from a return.
Well, now you're crushing my case
here. That discredits everything Elliot
says. I agree with
that. What I'm agreeing with is that guy, okay? So just let's put things in perspective. Guys, let me remind you of a few things. Mm-hmm. They're reloading for another run this upcoming season. We brought in Saquon's quad brother and AJ, okay? To all those people who think that the passing game is going to take over, no. It's going to still run through the legs of Saquon and his Quadzilla brother, AJ Quad. So, but they brought depth in Plant Joe, all right? And then what they're also going to do is they're going to draft and make their play in the draft. Because as we saw last year, Howie learned how to draft. He's learning how to draft. He brought in impactful players in those first few rounds, which is how it works in the NFL. But before we knew how to draft, our first few early round picks didn't help us. They will this year. And here's what's to happen, Plant Joe, PJ. You listening? Mm-hmm. Got your ears on? We will break the curse and win back-to-back NFC titles. We will go back to the Super Bowl for our first back-to-back titles in franchise history because we are
I like the call, Chris. I like the PJ nicknames. That's good. I mean, it's all good. I mean, but AJ Dillon is the biggest reason he gave me to feel that way. I mean, I love the optimism and the belief and the let's go do it. At least Kyle admits he's in denial. Like he's coping. He's in denial.
I said I might be.
Might be. Everyone else here is not. They're actually just doing it. All right. So here, okay. Again, you can feel that way. I that's fine. I've accepted that we're getting a reset here, that the Eagles are resetting the franchise so they're healthier for 2026, 2027, 2028. And ultimately, I think that's going to lead to a championship soon again. I just, right now, seeing that in 2025, that feels a little different. All right, let's go to JD in Southwest Philly. What's up, JD?
JD.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? Jump around Joe Gilio. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, I just was telling Kyle before I got on. is that the reason I call y'all show the most out of anybody on the station is because of you, Joe. You drive me up a wall, man. You know, with these lukewarm kind of, you know, in the middle takes where you can kind of like swindle all of them later on and all this stuff like that. But
no, I mean, hold on. Before, what's lukewarm? I'm bracing myself for a reset year. That's what they're doing.
But this is the thing. First of all, this wasn't what you were doing yesterday. So this is where the jump around comes at.
Well, no, because JD, I tried to calm myself down, and I realized I could keep yelling about it, or I can accept it. So I've accepted it now.
But this is the thing. You do it back to back, right? So, and I'm gonna tell you how this is gonna play out. Okay, so because this is the thing, we make these predictions at the beginning, you know, months ahead. So you know, nobody kind of really remembers and everything. And you know, if they come around later on in the season, you can kind of like swindle your way out of there. I want some accountability to Jay, Joe. You're not getting that with me. I am Petit LaBelle. I remember everything. So today, I want some clarity. I want to know exactly what you mean when you say a pause here. I need like a record. I need to know where you think they're going to go. I don't want this in the middle stuff with you, Joe. I need to know what it is. So when it doesn't happen,
all right, you ready? I got you. JD, I like this. I like that you're holding my feet to the fire. Ready, JD? Here's what I have in my head right now, and I reserve the right to change my mind. But as of today, you can hold me on this one. All right? No, hold on. If they go acquire some good players, I will change my mind and I'll feel better about it. But as of today, if they go into the season with this kind of roster and then just the draft picks, right? No trade.
No superstars acquired.
Right. Okay, so we kind of leave it the way it is. What I see right now is a team that's going to come from 14-3 and go down to 11-6. They're not going to win the division, and they're not getting back to the Super Bowl.
You're crazy.
Okay, but you asked me for my feeling. I gave you exactly what it was.
And I'm glad that you did it, because when it doesn't happen, Joe, I am going to throw it in your face unlike any caller you've ever known. I am going to be so petty. I might call you 5 days a week, every day, just to throw it in your face. Because this team is, first of all, they're going to win a division. If you think Washington is going to win a division, you're crazy. All right, so that's the first thing.
Well, I mean, they got better, we got worse. They got better,
on.
We got... And
they
Jay,
got
Jay,
better.
Jay...
Why?
They got Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy, he was the most...
He's also one of the best pass blockers. Like, oh, JD, hold on. They got better, we got worse. And you know as well as I do, our last caller said the curse is going to be broken. When was the last time someone won this division in back-to-back years?
Hugh
was playing. They had leather helmets back then. It was a long time ago.
Caught a stray player.
When the last time the Eagles had a team that was going to probably finish top 10 on offensive defense back-to-back years? They're going to finish in the top 10 on both sides of the ball.
Well, I hope you're right.
I hope you're right. They're going to win it.
Well, I love your optimism. JD, you're one of my favorite callers, and we'll do this again. JD, good phone call. 215-592-9494. I am bracing myself for a reset year based on the first week of free agency. Kyle admits he's probably in denial about this, but he's holding firm. Hugh is not expecting or bracing himself for a reset year. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right. We have a prize for you, and typically on Friday, we do a certain way of giving away a prize here on the Midday Show. What a try. We're going to do something a little bit different, but it involves March Madness, but not the college basketball tournament. No. It involves the Bracket of Hughes. We'll tell you about it next. 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker, what he had to say on his podcast and why everyone needs to relax about this team next year. Maybe he was talking specifically to me. That's next. Your phone calls. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? Yes or no after 1 week of free agency? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. See, now this is it. This is where I'm at. Can't let me down. I got a reset year in my head. No one's letting me down here. My feet are firmly planted in this. I'm on the ground here.
Who is this?
It's the Eagles. Very apt.
The Eagles, you?
No, I'm talking about, what's the name of the song? That's what I meant.
Peaceful, easy feeling.
Oh,
my That's goodness. How I'm feeling this morning. As we get set for a reset, you're welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Are you brace yourself for an Eagles reset this year? They've lost a lot of good players this week. They've replaced them with some guys. We'll get to some of the names, including the two they brought in yesterday, as we go through the show today. And look, they're all fine players, and I bet one or two ends up starting and helps this team. But I'm bracing myself for a reset. It feels like the Eagles are trying to get their cap right, prioritize the future, not get locked into some contracts they might regret in a year or two. And that probably will lead to a team that is good but not great next year and maybe sets them up for future years. I'm okay with it. I've arrived where you guys wanted me to be, but I guess still people are frustrated. 215-592-9494. Hugh is not accepting this reality of a reset year.
Oh, it's not.
And Kyle, I think, is still holding out hope that that's not where we're at and we're going to have a big deal at some point here for a big-time playmaker. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. But first, Ross Tucker, he, on his podcast, said something that should give everyone hope that this is not a reset year. Ross Tucker, earlier this week, talking about the Eagles, the roster they still have, the players that they still have here. Here's Ross talking about what's still on the Eagles roster.
Everybody relax. Howie's got this. I think most of you guys knew this was going to happen. We all knew Milton Williams, Josh Sweat were going to go elsewhere. Kudos to both of them. Well-deserved huge contracts. The reality is Milton was never the Eagles' best defensive tackle. And they have three guys, Jordan Davis, Ajumma, and Jalen freaking Carter, that will be back next year. For Sweat, you have Nolan Smith. You have Jalix Hunt. The Isaiah Rogers one surprised me a little bit, but the Eagles really like Kelee Ringo. It was close between those two guys. Ringo going into year three. Remember this. The Eagles have their entire offense, except for right guard, under contract, and their best at least five players on defense off the top of my head under contract for multiple years. They're still in a very, very good place. Trust me.
Well, they're still in a good place for long term. For next year, I think they're going to have more of a reset. I just want to say one thing off of what Ross said and a lot of what we've heard this week about Milton Williams. So Ross just said there Milton Williams was not their best defensive tackle. Hugh, obviously that's true, right? It's Jalen Carter. But like, isn't that the equivalent of saying if the Phillies lost Aaron Nola, it's okay? He's not Zach Wheeler. Like, is he still good? They lost a good player. I never thought he was the best. No one with a brain thinks Aaron Nola is better than Zach Wheeler, right? No one with a brain thinks Milton Williams is better than Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. They still lost a good player.
Yeah, but you have to look at it like this. And what I think, what I have to do for you is clean it up what Ross is saying a little bit. When you look at defenders and you look at personnel decisions, especially when you talk about the defensive line, you try to do matchups. And to give you an example of this, I remember when I was here, we drafted Corey Simon. And initially in training camp, me and Corey played on the same side of the ball. And as we got closer to the season, they moved Hollis over there and put Corey on the other side to kind of balance it out a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? To allow him, because a lot of times, Ross talked about it when we were at McGurk's. They slid the protection my way. So with that being said, that was like three to four people on one side of the ball, and you don't want both of your pass rushes on one side. You want to try to balance it out a little bit. So that way, you guarantee the other guy to get the one-on-one and have success. Milton Williams, I say all that to say that Milton Williams took advantage of the situations that he was put in playing opposite of Jalen, and he was able to take advantage of his one-on-one.
So I understand that, and I don't doubt that he – that Jalen Carter helped Milton Williams be good, right? It worked together. Jalen's talent.
In concert, yes.
Yes. But I would feel, I guess I would feel the way a lot of people do if Milton Williams got a one-year, $6 million deal. Like the whole league knows this, that Jalen Carter helped him, and yet the whole league looked at him and said, he's worth a lot of money on his own.
But that's what happens in free agency. Another example I use is Javon Hargrave. You look at the contract that he got when he left. He got a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for him, they didn't have the personnel that allowed him to have the success that he had here.
He was also older.
Well, a little bit older, but still, you gotta have people and teams make these mistakes. You got to have the personnel on your roster that allows him to do some of the things that he did here. Now, that remains to be seen. I'm not trying to take a dump on Milt and say he's gonna be bad, anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But going to New England and getting the type of money that he got, he's going to be looked at differently from the league. He's going to be the guy. He's going to take on the double teams. They're going to make sure that he's a guy that doesn't get to the quarterback because of the way he was paid.
Yeah.
Now, if New England's smart, they got to get somebody to pair with him.
Yeah, well,
to take some of that pressure off of him.
Yep, and we'll see how he does. That will be the next stage. 215-592-9494. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year with the Philadelphia Eagles after the first week of free agency? All right, before we go back to the phones, though. So, Hugh, usually on Friday, we have fun with Tri-Day, right? It's a Tri-Day, and we ask for suggestions for different things. Well, Hugh, we're going to do something a little different because this is a big weekend in the sports world. By Sunday is Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament. But for us, this weekend and the beginning of next week is actually the time to get ready for the bracket of Hughes. We've talked about this for like 6 months, that we have so many different versions of Hugh Douglas that we're going to put a bracket out there and see how people vote. So today, on the line, a $100 gift card to Sunoco. We're giving away today $100 of gas Sunoco. Here's what we're looking for. Give us a Hugh, a version of Hugh Douglas, because we're basically, Kyle and I are the committee, right? We're putting together this bracket, and we need to have, by, I would say, sometime early next week, a bracket of 64 Hughes. And this is like the last few spots. We need to get the right Hughes in this bracket, Kyle. We have our one seeds. Everyone knows about plant-based Hugh. I mean, that guy is a clear one seed. But there's so many Hughes, and there's probably some, Kyle, that you and I have forgotten about, some of the audience knows.
And even some that like popped into my head this morning that we sort of last minute added to the list. And I mean, one comes up pretty much every week. Now, the 4-1 seeds that we have, I think that we've settled on so far, these could change, but we have plant-based Hugh.
Oh, that's a clear one.
Tongue-tied Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like
we hear that
just
guy
about
every day.
Just about every single day on the show. We have Told You So Douglas.
Oh, he's been on fire.
He's been on an absolute heater. And Spin Doctor Douglas, which is another one that's been on a heater. So we're looking for a new version of Hugh. I mean, we have about 63. We need one more, but if one comes in that we think is better than some of the other ones, you know, we'll move one out, put one in. This is like the NIT, where you can get yourself, you can punch your ticket to the tournament.
Your favorite, most creative, most interesting, or maybe a Hugh we forgot about. Basically, when you call in, give us a version of Hugh Douglas. There's so many out there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We got JT in Langhorne, who's up on WIP. Hey, JT.
What's up, brothers? How y'all feeling?
What's up? Happy Friday, JT. What's up?
Now, see, I love this part of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Hugh, Julio. Because we got, you know, the Cameron on them, Doom and Gloom, Jack. All you guys, you know, y'all flip-flop. Y'all Doom and Eagles during the offseason, and then come the season, you'll be like, oh, no, Super Bowl, we're going to go. Like, no. So, like my man said here earlier, stay on one side. I want to make a wager with you, Julio. I want to make a wager. Can you make a wager?
Ooh. Well, we could do something for charity, or you can make me look silly. We're not going to do real money, Jace. I don't want to take your money. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to take my money either, because you ain't going to take it.
So hold on, but before you go on, and you could have your full call, and we need your Hugh as well at the end. But JT, information changes. My opinion's going to change. Like, I could be wrong, and if they start off 15-0 next year, then I'm wrong. And then I'll say, wow, they're the best team. But as of today, I feel like they've lost a lot. They're not bringing in a lot of significant players yet, and it feels like they're resetting here. That's all.
Yeah, but it was the same thing last year when we lost Hassan Reddick. That was doom and gloom then, too.
Well, that was. But, JT, let's not pretend that this was like last year. Day one last year, they signed Saquon Barkley. Like, they were going for it. This year's the opposite of that.
Well, guess what? We re-signed Saquon Barkley. We re-signed Zach Vaughn. Nobody knew Zach Vaughn would be who he was this year. We didn't predict that.
Mm-hmm.
We thought linebacker was a big hole. We didn't think we have a first-team all-pro linebacker.
Sure.
And now we got one going back to the next season. We did not know that going into last year. I'm confident. I'm predicting 14-3 again. Yes, the defense did lose. C.J. Garner was a huge subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm confident, you know, we got picks, man. You can replace them in the first round. So I want that first round pick to be a safety now that we lost C.J.
It might have to be. And there's a couple. I know the kids from South Carolina, the kid from Georgia, and they love the Georgia kids. So maybe they do that,
Georgia
JT. Kids. Yeah, because that.
Yeah, I like the Georgia kids.
Me too. That position, that does worry me because, you know, we know they either have really good safeties like him or Malcolm, or they don't have very good safeties some years.
No, agreed. You want my Hugh?
Yes. Give us a Hugh.
I mean, next time y'all be out, so I want to meet up with y'all. I got to hang out with Hugh. Hugh's a funny guy. That's my boy.
Well, it depends what Hugh is there. It's
not that great.
What do you got, JT?
Edible Hugh.
Edible Hugh. Well, That's one. When we're out, you see edible Hugh.
So
yeah.
You see edible Hugh every time we are.
Good call, JT.
We do have high Hugh.
We do have high Hugh. Yeah, good call, JT. So is that the same thing?
I mean, yeah, that's the purpose, right?
Now, should we rename high Hugh to edible Hugh?
Edible Hugh, yeah, sure.
Which one do you like better? I mean, you're part of this.
Either or fits. Fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fits.
Well, I mean, edible high Hugh is why we had sleepy Hugh at the draft a few years ago.
I mean, high Hugh's got the alliteration, you know.
Like I know, that's right. I do like high Hugh on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Violet is in Virginia on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hey, how are you guys? Hey,
good, Violet. What's up?
I kind of misunderstood the question at first. So I think we are going to be fine. I really do. I don't think this is a reset year. I think it's just going to look a little different. I don't have a problem. This is what I'm envisioning. Mm-hmm. Because we spent more money on the offense, I think the offense is going to be much more explosive. I think our defense may take a little dive. We may not be the number one defense, but if we become the number one offense, and maybe we drop one or two spots in the defense, I think that's going to balance it out. I mean, we still have I know DeJean is signed, but we have Mitchell. We have Vaughn. Becton is still a question on the line. We have an amazing offensive line. I really think that we're going to be just fine. It's just going to look a little different, and that's okay. And I also think it's long-term. I think Howie... And I love this. I think he's looking at big picture down the road.
Violet, I think he is too. I mean, I think that's really the crux of this isn't so much that they didn't want to keep these players or they didn't think they were that good. I think the reality is they know they've already spent a lot on offense, and soon they're going to pay Jalen Carter, they're going to pay Nolan Smith, they're going to pay Quinyon Mitchell. So they're just kind of making big decisions here.
I love that.
And I think big picture, like it's really going to help them get to a Super Bowl again soon. I'm just not sure if it's this coming season.
I think it may just look a little different, that's all, and I'm cool with that.
Well, you know what we're all cool with? And Violet, good phone call. We're all cool with winning. I mean, Hugh, if they win with more offense and less defense...
Nobody's going to complain about
it. No, I mean, you will... Yeah, I mean, we'll hear from I Told You So, Douglas.
I'll keep him on the rep.
Don't be bashful, Hugh. If they win next year with the top offense and a lesser defense, you're going to say you were right the whole time. I mean,
Probably not the whole time. But I'll probably let it be known that, you know, I tried to tell y'all. I'd probably say that.
There it is. Yeah, I told you so. Douglas, this is why he's...
One seed.
Yeah, a high seed in this bracket here. As I look at the list, and I mean, we literally have, I mean, dozens of Hugh Douglases here that I'm looking at in front of me. I forgot about some of these. And then some really have just entered this conversation lately, you know, lately in the last few weeks, I would say. I mean, Hugh, you told us the story about your living situation up in New York when you were with the Jets. That led to Rabbi Douglas, who made it. The great Reverend Douglas is one of my favorites. We haven't seen the great Reverend Douglas since picture day last year.
Yeah, that was a picture day.
Is that the last time you wore that suit?
Well, yeah, that was. Yeah, you know, I only got like three or four of them, so I got to make sure that when I put them on, they're for like special occasions. And stuff, you know.
Of course. Jeff in Wilmington's up. What's up, Jeff?
Aspiring actor Hugh Douglas.
Oh,
we have D-list Douglas.
Yeah, would you consider that the same as different as D-list Douglas?
Should have been A-list.
Right now D-list. Yeah, you got to get a part somewhere else and move up.
I know. Well, he tries to tell us that he's too busy to take these roles.
I'm too busy to take these roles, man. They calling every day. Dog, they blow my phone up. I'm too busy.
They're calling somebody every day. I don't know about you.
And they call me every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm. All right. But Joe, every day I got to brace myself for what level of insanity you're on. Now, you're not insane today. You're kind of in the middle.
I think I'm very calm today. Very level-headed today.
Yeah, that's why I got you in the middle. Okay. Normally you're up above that. So by saying it's a reset, are you saying you have no aspirations of the Eagles even making the Super Bowl this year?
Like no, I wouldn't say none. There's a chance. I think they've elevated Jeff to such a high level in terms of NFL franchises that I'd be shocked if they're bad, barring significant, like the whole offensive line gets wiped out. Like, I'd be shocked. So they have a higher baseline than most teams. So, yeah, of course. I mean, I think they'll be in the playoffs, you know, a playoff team. So I should have some level of hope they can make the Super Bowl. I don't view it the way I did down the stretch last year, which it became clear they were one of the two or three or four best teams, and it was a matter of would they do it. Yeah. I don't view it the same.
Yeah, so there's only so much money to go around. I mean, Howie can manipulate all he wants, but at the end, there's only so much money to go around. And obviously they put majority of their money or a good portion of their money on the offense. So I'm not looking at it as a reset, more of a restructuring of the money to be better prepared for the next 2 or 3 years, like you said earlier. That's where I'm at. I still think they're one of the best teams in football, even before the draft. Because I think you guys said it earlier, a lot of these teams that have improved are the lower level teams. The upper level teams haven't done much.
They haven't. It's been an odd kind of free agency where the bottom teams look like they're getting to be pretty good or decent, and then the top teams are either losing some or they're just kind of staying level.
More of a balancing out than anything.
Yeah, so, no, it does feel that way. Jeff, good phone call. I get that. When it comes to that, I part of this too, and Kyle, you said earlier you're waiting to see maybe they still will do something. They have all these picks they could trade.
Your patience, Joe.
Well, that's a hallmark of this show, NWIP. Typically, when the Eagles make big runs, it's in the off season where they've done something big. Yeah. They push, and they're not pushing. Like that's, I think, can we all agree on that? They're not pushing
They haven't yet.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the reality of it is we're not going to use all these draft picks on just mid-round players.
Like,
this is not how Howie usually does things.
And most teams that are trying to win don't have 20 rookies.
Correct. Something tells me that they might be loading up for a little bit of something.
Well, then maybe it won't be a reset year anymore. But today,
that's why we got to be patient.
What, patient? Do you know where you are?
I'm always a patient person.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Well, always.
Here's what I'm not patient about, this bracket, because Hutology is in my head right now. I'm trying to... Oh, we got to give away this gift card. $100 here to Sunoco. Best one we get today will win this gift card.
I have an early leader in the clubhouse just from Twitter.
Oh, what is it? Do you want to give it away?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me one that you saw that you like.
Dump Button Douglas.
Oh. I'm right.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
Yeah. Give examples.
You know, if people just casually listen, they must think that you are cursing up a storm every day. You're a problem over there.
No, listen. This is what happens. It's not my fault. It's your fault. It's you people's fault.
Oh, that was another one we got. It's you people, Douglas.
So. That's a high C.
It's you people's.
Yeah, you people.
I've gotten so comfortable in my conversation with you. Hell, I told you about my brother in jail doing the penitentiary pushing. I'm telling all my business. I just sit here. And I think that I'm at home, and then, you know, you say stuff, you say comfortable words that you use at home. Because that was one of the, like, you know how you get to talking, and you be like, damn, they overshared on that one a little bit. But it's like, oh, we're here now. I mean, hell, we family.
It sounds to me like that Douglas meets excuse maker Douglas, because that's what you're making right now. Excuses for your language. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Phil is up on WIP. Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Good, Phil. What's up?
We got the under the radar Ivy League U.
Oh, I do like that.
That's a good one with his Harvard studies.
Inconclusive studies.
Yeah.
That's basically just, that's Harvard Hugh, which we don't have written down on.
Yeah. Phil, that's a really good one. That's got a real chance to make this tournament. All right, Phil, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, his knowledge and his experience are underappreciated, and they're overshadowed by his energy and enthusiasm. But
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's a kind way to put it. Yeah, yeah.
it's the truth.
Yeah.
Football players get excited, and they got an energy that it's tough to match. And when he gets going, you know, it overshadows his intelligence and all that stuff.
That is a good way to put it. I do like that. Phil, do you think this is a reset year or no?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. No, it's not a reset year. It's a retool year. You're using the words wrong. It's a retool.
Semantics.
How he's going to retool.
I like that. It's a different way to say something similar. Is he going to retool to be as great or retool to be not quite as great, but an eye on the future?
Better.
They're going to, hold on, Phil. You think they're going to be a better team next year than we just saw?
Yes.
I mean, do you realize how hard that is to do? I mean, they'd have to go 15-2 or 16-1.
That's denial.
I mean, like... I mean, it'd be amazing, and it'd be one of the greatest.
Especially when you talk about the performance in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it'd be one of the greatest two-year stretches in the history of pro football.
I'm just telling you, they have the horses and the professionals to do it. And with all the draft picks, they're going to be fine. He's going to manipulate something that they fill the gaps. They have on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to be completely fine. They got DeJean and 27 and 53 who are ready to go. Every level, they have a leader. So they're not going to have a problem there. They're just going to fill in the gaps. Now, they lost a lot of people. It happens when you have a championship team. But Fangio is not the reincarnated Jim Johnson, but he's pretty darn good.
Well, so. He's amazing, and he's the best one we've seen here since Jim. Phil, I hope you're dead right. That'd be if they're better than they were last year.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, fun. I mean, we're talking
about... That'd be freaking awesome.
Well, yeah. How about this? If they're better than they were last year, is it crazy to say they go undefeated? I mean, they basically went undefeated after September. If the one game they lost was the game that they lost in when Jalen got knocked out.
I know you want to tie, you know, wins and losses to it, but I think, you know, if you're better, you're going to be better. I think the most growth that you can have is going to be on the offensive side.
Sure, they have more to
grow
there.
Because I'm like, you know, you talk about that defense, man. It's going to be kind of hard. And I think that's what most people think when they think of better. It's going to be hard to top the way that defense plays.
I know.
I mean, that's just being just keeping it a bean. It's going to be hard to top that.
And they will play. Just look at the schedule. They're going to
play
more.
A tougher schedule.
They're going to play more. And then they played some really good quarterbacks last year. I don't want to make it sound like they didn't. Jaden Daniels, very good. Burrow, Lamar. But I believe next year they play both. They play Mahomes and Allen next year.
Yeah.
And I think they play Herbert as well. I got to look at that if they put the whole AFC West. But they play some good quarterbacks next year as well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, back to your phone calls here. We need a version of Hugh Douglas to fill out this bracket. Give us a Hugh. There's so many. I mean, Blind Faith Hugh is a good one. I mean, I'm looking at this list. Plant-based is our number one overall
seed. Nothing Douglas.
Do Nothing Douglas. That he really fits in.
You know
in.
My favorite one is one of my favorites just because of the name alone? Mm. Scrooge McDouglas.
Oh, yeah, that one's
talking
good.
About Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is a scam.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially when December rolls around, we're all in the holiday spirit, and here comes Scrooge McDouglas. All right, are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I've come to terms with it. Hugh is not. Kyle's in denial. Plus, the Eagles did make a few signings yesterday. We'll talk about them and what they mean next. All the players they brought in this week. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This week, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, bringing the Dog of the Day Profit Boost Token. One of the best parts of the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets could get even better. Because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a prop boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. UConn, I don't think they're going quietly here in their defense. I think they're going to go far and maybe even win the Big East tournament. You've been waiting to join FanDuel. There's no better time. App is easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with the prop boost. Because after all, anything could happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.